Right now we're joined on the air by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, who is brightly clad in orange today for Gun Violence Awareness Day. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, no, it's great. We're hoping everyone can wear orange or post themselves wearing orange and get online, trying to raise national awareness about gun violence in our country, where over 91 Americans are killed every day by gun violence. So we're trying to make a stand. They're posting pictures all over the network, so please go take a picture of yourself wearing orange or holding up a sign and put it out there, and we're trying to get a lot of attention with state and national leaders in our community.
And there were flags up all over Carrboro. Were there flags up in Chapel Hill, too? I know Carrboro had the flags up earlier this
week.
So
we raised an orange flag and held a ceremony at noon today at Peace and Justice Plaza. And we had a nice turnout, and the Moms Demand Action was their group, and the Students Against Gun Violence are kind of on a break. We'll do something in the fall with them. But we had lots of individuals. We had our sheriff's department out. We had the police chief out. We had lots of staff out, and we had a lot of citizens that came out to support. We took a group photo, and it'll get posted on the web as well.
So what is it that the movement is seeking exactly? I know everyone is opposed to gun violence, what is it that we want?
Stricter laws, better background checks. It's been proven that states that have really in-depth background checks, we have them for handguns in North Carolina, but not for assault rifle, all those kinds of things, have a noticeable drop in violence and gun-related incidents across, especially against women across the country, if the state has the background check. So we'd like to have a national movement with gun background checks and more safety measures. As a movement, too, to work with gun companies who are putting more safety features on the guns, such that maybe it's your fingerprint or whatever else that you can't fire it unless it's yours. So more responsible gun ownership and being able to not put guns in the hands of people who shouldn't have guns in their hands.
And I think that the safety aspect is sort of an important facet of this debate that gets sort of swept under the rug, because you think of people who are kind of opposed to more gun laws say, well, more gun laws aren't going to necessarily cut down on crime. They might still increase safety, which is a whole separate thing.
And you reduce the number of guns out there when you have to have people have the background. It makes it harder for them to get a gun, which makes it harder for the incident to happen in the first place.
Right, or for people to steal the gun and then use it for some other
reason. So responsible gun ownership, safety about owning guns, and to reduce the needless violence.
And speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, again, that was earlier today, but Gun Violence Day is all day long today, so flags are going to be up all over town. Earlier today also was an event. It was going to be at the Chapel Hill Public Library for the Cramden Institute, the graduation ceremony.
Oh, we had that. It was great. So you did that today. It's part of the initiative to help train people who want to learn how to use the internet, especially for searching for the job market that's out there and the skills. So the Cramden Institute partners with our town, and we educate people from the public housing sector who would like to learn how to use the internet, and we actually get a PC so they can take this home and work with it. Sorry, I should say to you, it was fascinating because it's such a diverse group of people, and it was wonderful, and they were all smiles, and they've worked so hard to understand how to use the computers and then be able to take home a laptop is pretty cool.
And this is job seeking in the digital age. So this is a course that they were taking and graduating. You get a PC.
And it connects them more to the world out there, too, just in general. So, and you, as long as you're a member of one of our public housing sectors, you can apply to be in these classes. We have people, there's phase one and phase two for these classes, and people come back to take the phase two. It's wonderful to get more skills after they've had the PC at home and worked on it and come back and learn more, too.
And this originally launched, a year or two ago with the Cramden Institute and part of a great initiative that the town has been doing for several years now, just different facets of let's get the town more connected and let's get the town more wireless ready and high-speed internet, Google Fiber, AT&T, these programs, so much going on.
Yeah, and connect everybody. Let's just get them connected. Let's get them on there. Let's train them how to do it. When everyone has better job skills and gets better jobs, the whole community benefits from that.
So you were there earlier today. How many people were there? How many people
18
graduated?
From this class today. So,
nice.
Yeah. Awesome. And the last class, I think, was 14. So it's about the range you want in a classroom setting to teach it. And we run these classes pretty frequently.
It's a good student-faculty ratio there, right? Yeah.
And it's fun, too, because several of the people there bring their children because they need to bring them there. So it's a very interactive class. It's wonderful. Lots of different languages. races, lots of different nationalities. It's good.
All right. Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and I know you got a lot of things you want to mention. I want to ask you first about something that we've been talking about here on the air this week, and it nearly came out a couple of weeks ago that they've been discussing this, which are the new overtime rules from the Department of Labor,
yes.
The U.S. Department of Labor, which increase the sort of the cutoff salary for overtime pay.
Right.
So it used to be, and actually still is until December 1st, if you made less than $23,000.
Yes.
I think the exact number is like $23,660. Right. If you're a salaried employee, you make less than that much a year and you work more than 40 hours a week, you qualify for time and a half overtime
right.
pay for every hour over 40. But if you make $30,000 a year, you're stuck, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
They've just increased the rule. They've just changed the rule effective December 1st. Now, if you make $47,000,
mm-hmm.
yep,
mm-hmm.
So basically twice as much. If you make underneath that, you qualify for overtime pay. So you're a 40-hour salaried employee. You work 45 hours. You get your salary plus 5 hours of time
right.
and a half.
Right.
So that is, and I've been saying, what a great move by
awesome.
The Department of Labor to actually get people to pay employees for
yes.
the work that they do.
Yes.
It is a pretty big shift, and that is that's got some local small businesses, nonprofits, and municipalities concerned. I know the National League of Cities, League of Municipalities is sort of a little bit skeptical about it. So how is this affecting Chapel Hill?
Well, in Chapel Hill, we're working with the School of Government to mm-hmm. find out how to best, but we have less than 20 employees in that category, so we're going to work towards bringing them and figuring out how to make that all work and work better. So out of our 700-something employees, less than 20, that's a pretty good ratio. It shows we're paying a better. We are part of the Living Wage Initiative, so we need to work on this aspect as well. And we pulled the national statistics. There's been no significant change in this rule in over 29 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's expected to impact over 4.2 million workers, and more than half of those are women.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really, really a good, and we're one of the 11 states where this law comes into effect. So I think it's a great move. We will have to figure out how it deals with us. Like I said, we're working with the School of Government, so we're ready to roll that out and be all in compliance for December.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Again, speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and I'm going to turn it over to you. What else is going on?
Well, last night we had a budget work session.
Mm-hmm.
We worked on the human services outside agencies component. We were recommending an increase in funding. We had a lot of need this year come in. This board of ours, it's a volunteer board made up of citizens, worked together to score the applications that come in, interview the different nonprofits, that we do it in a joint meeting with the county folks in Carrboro, and come back with a recommended list that the council will then approve. So last night the council was able to look over that list and see that we're going to be adding, hopefully, when council approves the budget, adding more funding to this category and making sure that we can help meet the needs. I will say it's a wonderful way to leverage tax dollars. These groups, these nonprofit groups, do amazing work in our community, and they're able to reach more people and do more things with less money, and it's really good to partner with them and make our tax dollars go further. So
right.
excited about that.
Awesome.
Transit was on there as well. Restructuring, looking at transit a little bit. We have a transit partners group, so it's an enterprise fund, but it's controlled under the town of Chapel Hill. Looking at purchasing the new buses. We have such an old, aging fleet, and working together with some funding from the sales tax initiative, hopefully, with Go Triangle, about increasing the numbers of newer buses on the road. Talked about adding towards an employee retirement fund, and all kinds of things going on. We've had redone some bus stops. I asked about how many more, and they've got a list of projects to get along, adding solar lights to the bus stops,
mm-hmm.
getting the Next Bus app going better, and working towards that. So that was on there. And then how to spend, we had some fund balance left over from the end of the year. How to spend those monies, the recommendation came through. We're going to start an economic development pool. I hope, again, this is all subject to council vote.
Right.
Start an economic development incentive pool. I don't know exactly what that will look like, but at least will get us more in the game of encouraging more businesses, keeping businesses here in Chapel Hill, and working towards making it more vibrant in our community.
Sort of a general sense of what that would entail?
Well, it may be similar to what the county's loan pool kind
okay.
of situation is, or maybe it goes towards helping make a more affordable office space, or maybe we actually lease a space ourselves. I don't know. We're going to put a task force together, I hope, to figure out what that would look like.
It's something to sort of help a business that's sort of trying to make up their minds, do I go to Chapel Hill,
here's
somebody to help you
start? Or I'm a business in Chapel Hill and I need to expand, I need some help, I need someone to help. Or I'm a startup company here in Chapel Hill and I want to stay. So let's figure out what that looks like. I will say that there was a recommendation for the budget, again, has to be approved. Mm-hmm. To, launch is expanding or would like to expand. They found some more space in the building, so almost double in size, and that would keep those companies here a little bit longer. Because at the end of 6 months for the launch project, you're not necessarily ready to go to paid office space right away. You still need, I mean, it's really hard to get a company going, as you know. So I'm very excited about that, to be able to provide more room, more opportunities, and keep them a little bit longer.
It'd be double the space in the same building then, so staying downtown?
Yes, okay. So that would be awesome.
All right.
Again, we partner with the university and the county on this project, and it's a great, if you've never been able to launch, it's actually fabulous, the energy and the enthusiasm, but they are practically sitting on top of each other over there. where to go. So get them. So that was in the recommended budget. Increasing some pool swim hours was in the recommended budget, and some shifting around to some things, but overall, I think we're in really good shape.
Is that restoring the pool swim hours from before? Because I know they were cut back a couple of years ago,
yes.
Right?
Yes, so this is for the lane swim over at the community center.
Okay.
So we're going to give that a shot and see how many people take advantage of it. Again, all subject to approval by mm-hmm. the council when we vote on the budget on June 13th.
All right, so another week and a half on that. What's going to happen in terms of discussion between now and June 13th? There's one more meeting?
The June 13th will be open for public comment as well, and then hopefully the council will actually vote on the budget on June 13th.
Right.
We have a lot of other projects as we finish up at the end of June. I think June 27th is our last scheduled meeting for this month to get some things, and then the council takes a two-month break, July and August, without having any meetings. Work still goes on, but we just aren't having those public meetings and doing those kinds of things. So I will say food for the summer. We had a great meeting yesterday. The countdown, you can actually get, I can send out, the volunteer spot is actually live and available. So go to foodforthesummer.org and you can go and register for sites. We need more help. It's a great opportunity. We're getting the logistics all nailed down. We'll have everything ready to go. There's going to be some public information sessions, and I'll let, I know they're going to come talk about that in greater detail a little bit further down. And again, please pay attention to go to the website, see where all the construction projects and resurfacings are going on. I know people are starting to say, whoa, what happened here?
It'll all be good in a few months.
It's going to be great, but it's a little harder to navigate right now. So that's what's going on with that.
All right.
We are meeting tonight with the Orange County Commissioners, and the topic of discussion, the main one, we have several, is going to be economic development. How do we partner? How do we pull our resources? We're also going to be talking about this human services application for nonprofits. It was overly onerous this year, and how to make that a little better and flow better and work together, and hopefully putting together a task force on affordable housing that we all partner together and work together on that, and updating them on our construction projects that are going on in Chapel Hill.
Then lunch, and then in the afternoon.
So it's all good. I think there's just a lot of possibilities and a lot of partnerships that will really make our whole area stronger. With, you know, just like I said, the Morinaga opening was wonderful. Whatever happens in the county is good for Chapel Hill. Whatever happens in Chapel Hill is good for the county.
All right. Sounds good. And we'll talk with you again next week. And next week, Thursday, we'll actually be
in
the Southern Village.
Yeah.
North Carolina Symphony doing a free concert next week, Thursday, at the Southern Village Green. And weather permitting, we're going to be there live broadcasting.
That'll be fun. Yeah, I'm hoping to be there for the symphony too. I've had them come down and kick it off.
You see the schedule that they've got? They've got the set list out already. They got the saber dance. They've got the theme from Carmen.
Amazing.
It's a really good set list. I'm looking
really
forward to it.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want more art, more music, more vibrancy all around town.
All right, we'll see you next week, Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. Thank you so much.
Thank you.